They sat down with him. It had been a long trek through the moss flower night, avoiding obstacles, skirting swampland and other such hazards. Sharing a flask of October ale, they broke their fast with oat falls and cheese. As they ate, Sniffy made his report.
I caught four sets of tracks up yonder. Two vermin, a weasel and a stoat running alongside two foxes. One of them a vixen. Then they split in different direction. Vermin heading northeast and foxes travelling more southerly.
Buckler questioned him further.
No sign of that tall sable's wilt?
Sniffy took a pull from the flask.
None. Just the weasel, the stoat and the foxes.
Skipper consulted the young hare.
What do you say, Buck? Shall we split up and follow him?
Buckler took a flat piece of shale. Spitting on one side, he tossed it in the air.
Your call, Django. Wet or dry?
The Gowson Logalog called.
I say dry.
Buckler looked at the fallen stone.
Dry it is, mate. What do you want to do?
Django looked at Sniffy.
Which of them will be the hardest to track?
Sniffy replied after a moment's hesitation.
Foxes, I reckon, Chief. They seems to know the ins and outs of most places. All has been sly beasts, those foxes.
Skipper cut in.
And me and Buck will trail the foxes.
Django shrugged.
Suit yourselves. But you best take Sniffy. No fox could give him the slip. I'll take Big Bartage. We'll go after the other two, right?
Buckler nodded.
Right, mate. Later on we can either meet back here or pick up each other's trail.
After putting Django and Bartage on the vermin trail, Sniffy set off with Skipper and Buckler on the track left by Thwip and Binter. Axel Sternclaw, the warrior mole, had regained his senses. He woke to the sound of Tassie and Bawsey weeping. The pain in Axel's footpaw was agonising. It had swollen with the spearhead still impaling it. However, his first thoughts were not for himself, but for the two babes. Tassie was hugging little Bawsey, trying to comfort him. Even though she herself was in tears, it was a pitiable sight. Axtel beckoned to them.
Come, ye little uns, us you weepin'. We'll take good care of ye.
They sat close to him, leaning against his velvety fur. With an effort, Tassie got her sniffling under control. The red wall squiddle Dibben winced at the sight of the big mole's wound.
Your paw is very hurted, sir. How are you going to fix it?
Axtel sat up slowly, leaning forward to inspect the impaled limb.
First thing we've got to do, little missy, is to be getting you spear point out. Here, find oi a good stone, that and all there.
Tassie had to struggle a bit, but she fetched the chunk of limestone over to him. Axel smiled at her.
Good. Now, put that on my footpaw so it is resting a giddy spear point.
The squiddle maid did as she was bidden. Axel took a deep breath, readying himself.
You stand clear now, and mind ye babby shrew.